the prayer and devotion, thank you for. They really liked the homestay. It was really fun for them. Thank you for your devotion and prayer. We've been really praying for the pastoral ministers, and that's what we've been really praying for. When I really grab hold onto the covenant, I really felt like maybe when this answer will be given, then I was even thinking like if it's really possible for us to really have that answer. So it was really, it will be really given, just like Matthew 21:22. If you really believe and pray, and then I truly believe that God will give us the 100 million yen, then he will give it. It's not really like that. If you really pray within the prayer, and you really, it's not really what you, it's not really the prayer that what you want to have. It's rather you grab hold onto the covenant, you believe in the God's word, then you ask for it, then God will work upon it. With the power of God, he will really answer us. The important part is that first you have to find the God's will. Then if you really know for sure that's the God's will, then till the end, you keep praying. If you don't really pray continuously, then God will not give that to us. Because it's God's covenant to revive Japan, to revive the pastoral ministers. So continuously with the patience to really the end, God really receive us, our prayer, and God gave us the answers. There will be some things that you want to actually pray all for yourself, but you have to look for the God's will. If it's really the God's will, then God will really surely answer you. Then the prayer, especially for the new family member and someone coming from the non-believer's background, when we really say the prayer, you should really pray in the name of Jesus Christ, not in the name of other people. Because Christ is the one who really saved us, and he's sitting at the right hand of God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we have to pray, and that's when we actually, he will answer us. In our name, ask that I will surely answer. When you really pray, then we will really be able to answer. We'll be really able to receive the answers, and regardless of our background. And that's what you really believe in. God's word, believe in God's word continuously. What God really wants us to do is that as a missionary, yourself, your family line, and your offsprings will be used. They don't really look like it. They are not here at church. But continuously, you have to pray with the God's word, with the God's promise. Because God will be the one being responsible and will be able to answer my prayer. And then he even said that first you have to seek God's kingdom. Physical things about your food, shelter, and clothes, everything you ask, you just rely on that. Leave that to me. You really need to receive and ask for the God's grace. Not even the past, present, future. Let me take care of it. I'll just give you everything. So today, just receive and seek the grace only. Then God will give you what is needed. Luke 1:18, Matthew 8:8. If it says, if you ask to God, if you really believe, then talk to Jesus, Hannah, Moses, David, Daniel, all these people. Actually, grab hold onto that covenant and then pray, and they receive the answers. Isn't that true for you? You grab hold onto that covenant, and each one of you have received the answers. Then that's how you actually need to keep telling your next generations. So the prayer is the holy conversation with God, spirit to spirit. So first, you really have to have the Lord's Prayer. The most important part is the receive this glory. The most important part is that to give Him the glory. God is the one who received this glory. You may be in just think about what God really did. You have to seek. Then you'll be able to seek what God has done. Then your state will be changed. God will be the one who will be really doing this. I'm very thankful. Then all this, your state will be all changed. Because if you change yourself, everything will be changed. So you have to confess your thanksgiving. When you really pray, you have to first believe in it and then pray. Not really like, please do it like this, but rather you really have to say, I believe that this is what you're going to do. Then God really said that what you really have to believe in, that you have all the answers. So the action, the prayer is not the action. When you really believe in the God's promise, and then that's when you really receive. You should really have the covenantal prayer. What's the most important? After all, the covenant is always God is with you. God is with you. That is the most important covenant. Then quietly, you really need to enjoy that when you're alone. When you're alone, you can pray. Then you have to train yourself. It's really difficult for you to pray all by yourself. That's why we really start off. You actually enter into the prayer class. Then one day, when you really can pray all by yourself, then nothing will be shaking you. Then you really have to pray. Then don't worry. You pray and you start worrying. Then you didn't pray. Maybe you just by appearance you prayed, but you don't receive the answer. because you don't have the answer. Then all these worries, you don't really have to have it. So you, without any doubt, you have to believe and then pray. He says, do not be anxious about anything. Then all the worries will be disappeared. What is the spiritual work? God is gladly listen to our prayer. What will be moving after the prayer is the Holy Spirit. Because Holy Spirit is the one who is really working 24/7. So when you really pray, and then God's Holy Spirit will be working. And the angels will be sent to that field instead of you. The angels are the one who will be fighting over that darkness. At the throne, God is really listening to your prayer. God's will be fulfilled through prayer. Through the person who will be really praying. Through that person, then all the God's will be done. And through that person, God will surely answer it. Why? Because God is the one who will be really. So God is the one who will be really giving you the answer right away. It was much faster. That building is much, much faster. But so when it comes, you have to say amen. What should we do? You don't have to worry about it. Why? Because it's the answer. Then sometimes God prepares a much better thing when you really don't receive answers. Why? Because you can actually check your prayer, check your faith. It's not God's problem, it's your problem. There should be something that you really have to change. Then you don't have any answers, it's better. You really have to grab hold onto the covenant and you have to pray to God. Because prayer is the spiritual weapon. For sure, the darkness will be broken down. Then the one who will pray is the one who has the victory. Ephesians. You really have to pray in the spirit. For the sake of all the next generations. Pray in the spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests to block all the disasters. All the workers, all the offsprings, let us really be able to raise up. They don't really look like so, but then God's will be fulfilled. You grab hold onto it. Dear living God, thank you. Please lead us and use us. So that we can actually be able to proclaim the name of God. Thank you, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.